Hi, this is your friend, Manuel Dagger, and you're listening to The Miracle Cafe, the home of transformational conversations that serve to attract even more miracles in your life. The Miracle Cafe is excited to connect you with visionary guests, concepts, and modalities here to assist you in manifesting a miraculous life. It's my deepest honor to welcome you to The Miracle Cafe. Hey there and welcome. I'm Emmanuel Dagger and this is The Miracle Cafe. The theme of today's show is Breakthrough to Self-Love, and I believe that one of the most important foundations in life is to love ourselves. You know, a lot of us, we weren't taught to love ourselves. We were always told that maybe it was selfish or it was wrong. So now that we are growing up and having this awareness that it's absolutely important to love ourselves, what happens is our life experiences begin to mirror that through relationships, through self-worth, through confidence, etc. So I really believe that it all starts with self-love. So later in the show, we'll be joined by two amazing guests who will be sharing their insights on this subject of self-love, breaking through into self-love. So as you know, I really enjoy opening up the show with an intention. It kind of sets the tone, sets the mood for the show. So the intention for today is for each listener to have at least one aha moment during the show. And what an aha moment. Many of you know this, but for those who may be hearing that for the first time, an aha moment is a moment where there's some kind of clarity or an insight or a resonance or an expansiveness that happens that really takes us into the next part of our spiritual journey. So let's get right into today's energy update. And the energy update segment is all about sharing with you what's happening on a personal and global level for so many of us right now. So the theme right now, specifically in middle of September, is all about continuing to be authentic. Anything that we still that may still be moving us out of our authenticity is coming up right now to be released, and it's imperative to, you know, through our actions, through our deeds, through our words, just to be truly authentic and our real self. And a big part of the astrological movements right now, and we started seeing it early on in September, and now it's just kicking up a whole new notch, is the solar flares. And the solar flares are just basically energy waves of light that are upgrading our energetic bodies and the global body so that we can begin to anchor higher states of awareness and being and anchor that into physical form. So that's what's happening. And a lot of people, including myself, sometimes we have some kind of, we feel tired, maybe we want to go to sleep more, we find ourselves with some headaches or some, whatever it is, just know that it's part of the processing happening, because as these waves of light raise our physical and emotional bodies, and energetic bodies, there's going to be an integration happening. So that is happening right now. And it's happening on a very, very quick level, where the solar flares used to be, you know, long periods in between. Now it's happening pretty much every day, if not every other day. So just make sure you drink lots of water. Make sure you're getting plenty of rest and honor your body. If you're feeling tired, take a nap or just do something relaxing that allows you to rejuvenate. And another thing that will start to come our way in the end of September, towards the end of September, it's all about taking action. We're already starting to do that now. However, it's going to start amplifying, taking action, whether it's if you feel like you need to move to a physically to a new location, whether it's pursuing a goal or desire that you've wanted to for a long time and now finally feeling that it's time to do that, whether it's a book that you've wanted to write, a project that you've been wanting to work on, whatever it is, it's time to start taking action towards making that, bringing that into fruition. So that's kind of a little bit about the energy update, and I will be having an energy forecast that I will be that will come out early October and will expand on a lot of things that we spoke about and share a lot of new things, because we're always moving right now so quickly that every day is a new experience, and what's happening right now could be completely different next week. So you definitely want to stay tuned for that. And now I would really like to just jump right into our gratitude segment. So my gratitude, I am grateful for the opportunity to co-create this miraculous moment with you. That's what I'm grateful for today. So what are you grateful for? Take one moment right now and affirm out loud what you're grateful for. And I'll just give you a few seconds to do that. Just feel that into your heart space. Feel that gratitude. Good. And while you do that, I would like to share my some of the gratitudes that I've received for the show. So Jordan in Los Angeles is grateful for having moved out of an unhealthy relationship into a new relationship with himself based on respect, love, and acceptance. Wow, Jordan, that is so powerful, and how amazing that it's totally in alignment with our show today. And Tiffany in Colorado is grateful for going back to school to finish her master's program in education so that she can continue to be a great teacher to her kindergarten students. Oh, that's so cute. Wonderful. So thank you, Tiffany. Thank you, Jordan. And if you who are listening right now are interested in submitting your gratitude, or if you have a gratitude that you'd like to share, please submit it to Emmanuel@miraclecaferadio.com, and I will make sure to read them on air. And as you know, when we share our gratitude with others, we expand more on that which we are grateful for. So just wanted to let you know that by sharing your gratitude, you're expanding on that energy that you're grateful for. So once again, if you want to submit your gratitude, Emmanuel@miraclecaferadio.com. And now I'm so honored to have two very special guests with us today. We have an international show. One of our guests is from Italy, and the other one is from Bulgaria, and it's a very exciting show. Our first guest is yoga teacher, Vastu counselor, and stillness coach, Elfie Untergasmer, and teacher and poet Maria Brekova. So welcome, ladies. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you, Emmanuel. It's really a pleasure to be here, and lots of nice Italian vibes to all of you.
Thank you. And thank you, Maria, as well, for being here.
Yes, I'm very delighted to be with you now.
Thank you. So let's begin. So the show today, the theme about it is breaking through to self-love. I know it's so important right now. More than ever, we are being asked to go within ourselves and reconnect with our true core essence, which is love. We've all heard that in order to share our love with others, we need to begin with ourselves. So I would like to begin by asking Maria, from your perspective, what does self-love mean to you?
To me, self-love means the key to know myself, and also the key to know everything and everyone around me. Because when you love yourself, then you have this high vibrational energy within you that will allow you to open the heart of other people, and also to connect with nature and with nature spirits, and also to connect with the universe and with the spiritual teachers and guides and the beings of the divine.
Beautiful. And yeah, because that's who we really are. To our core inside, we are love in physical form. So that makes sense. Thank you, Maria. And Elfie, can you share your perspective a little bit more if you want to add on to what self-love means for you?
Yes, I totally agree. What you already mentioned is self-love is in itself an experience of, and I speak of course of my experience, of a wide open heart, and when I perceive that self, that love, as you call it, that we are, yes, we are that in the core of within, and when self and love is realized, then you see and sense that self, that love actually in everybody. Mm-hmm. And that is a kind of an eye-opening, a divine eye-opening, and which makes you see that it's in a way a very innocent thing. And it's more that it's when you love, it's not a you and a self, it's not a separate thing. You are that self, mm-hmm. and you are that love. And mm-hmm. you live out of this experience, and you experience it directly.
Yes. And Elfie, let's continue on that. How does one begin to move towards self-love? Because, you know, as a culture, most cultures, most societies, they kind of push us away from self-love. So how does one begin moving towards self-love?
Well, in my case, it was a deep calling I felt, a desire, unstoppable wanting to go deeper. And as you say, you know, everybody has a cultural imprint as well. And for example, as a child, I see myself sitting in the church, and I was involved, for example, in the church by singing, and it was with a kind of Girl Scout and things like this. And we have an image of, you know, kind of God, you know, and he has always a smiling face on the top, you know, so that's a kind of, you know, an image, an outside image. But then I just felt, okay, he has a nice face, so in a way it was something loving for me, lovable. That was underneath, was, let's say, Jesus on the cross, but I always was focusing more on that above, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. In the church, because it was representing in the outside like this. Mm-hmm. And in a way, the breakthrough is when you step into a... For me, a big aha moment was to realize that I am conditioned, mm-hmm. that I'm full of beliefs what others put on, and I simply out of not knowing better, or just innocence, or just the way it is, you took it over. But I was also imprisoned it, you know, kind of I felt myself in a prison in it, and it did not fit so much of what I perceived inside. Mm-hmm. And so it was actually for me a way of a choice, and it came a choice. First I got really the feeling tone inside in the heart, and then it became a choice of what happened when I let go of all I know, what happened when I let go of everything I ever heard from everybody.
Wow.
And what if I let go of everything what I ever read? And that there an openness happened. It's something like I went even further, kind of, what if I burn everything, you know, like I did not burn everything. I did also burn things physically, you know, in the process of a little bit, you know, you get a little bit totally out space at the beginning, yeah. At least my experience. And so I see everything burning, and I felt like, okay, my body burns, you know, like from a brighter perspective, from a mm-hmm. safe perspective. And there it was an innocent knowing, no, who I am, it can't die. Yes. It's who I am is immortal. Mm-hmm. Who I am is has nothing to do but the teacher was death itself, letting go. Mm-hmm. And there I came on an empty space. And in that empty space was just stillness and peace.
Mm-hmm. And feeling connection to
and
everything.
And feeling connection to everything. So there's a meeting with everything. But in a feeling tone way.
So just to reiterate to the listeners, it started with a feeling and then you made the choice, which is very empowering. A lot of people may say, oh, I don't know how to love myself. Well, it begins with a choice. And by choosing it, you set it into motion. Even if you cannot feel it right away, you choose. So you're setting the intention, you're moving that intention towards eventually loving yourself. Even if right now it's still for somebody who's just starting, they cannot feel it yet. Eventually it will come through. Does that sound, do you resonate with that?
That sounds perfectly. I often, when I work with brothers and sisters, let's say, on the path, at the beginning, the intellect can't comprehend, but on a deeper mm-hmm. level, they get it.
Yes. And I want to ask Maria as well, can you share a little bit maybe or add some more from your perspective of how someone who's listening right now, who doesn't know how to love themselves, how they can begin moving into that direction?
I think that the most important thing is to start ask questions about yourself, your identity, and why are you here on the planet, and so on. Mm-hmm. But also for me, it was remembering what is feeling quite home. And when I was a child, in some difficult situations of misunderstandings with my parents, I was telling my sister that I have other parents in heaven and I have other home where I can go and feel very well. I can feel happy and joyful all the time. And saying this, I also have this vision of some very beautiful and big people appearing in the sky, and I show them to my sister. So it's also a matter of remembering your origin, your true origin.
Wow, so self-love, first asking those questions, who am I, where do I come from, things like that, and then remembering who you really are, that's showing self-love, is that correct?
Yes, because if you really recognize yourself as this spiritual and magnificent being that you mm-hmm. are, you cannot mm-hmm. have any other attitude.
Yes.
Yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Yourself.
Oh, I feel that. I can feel that. It's absolutely true. And, for sometimes, because we have been conditioned to forget for so long and we create that ourselves, it can seem like we have to do a little bit of work and, on ourselves and healing and whatever it is to move us into remembering again. But once we remember, we never go back, right?
Yes.
Yes.
And if I just can add something, because it's so present, what was this a really, really motivating force of opening up and letting go? I had the greatest teacher for me was to be faced with death of a loved one. When my auntie died and my godmother died, I assisted her at her last heartbeat. I was privileged to have that experience. So really, I appreciate it very much, because it is a kind of, first I felt her in the body, but then I felt her everywhere. Mm-hmm. And so kind of a fear of death, of letting go, disappeared.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And not out of a conceptual thing, but on a feeling level.
Yes, which is the most important, because a lot of the fear about, transitioning, things like that, is usually a feeling thing that people usually feel in their body, you know?
Exactly.
Very powerful. So that was a big breakthrough for you. Okay, so I want to ask Maria, so many people maybe who are still settling for relationships that they're unhappy with, maybe even relationships where they are treated badly, they're not treated very well. How does self-love play? What role does self-love play in this? Are they loving themselves by keeping themselves in this situation? Or, you know, how does self-love play the role in this experience?
Okay, I will speak from my own experience because
sure.
I had that relationship which was very difficult, and for me this relationship was karmic.
Mm-hmm.
So if the relationship is karmic, maybe you have to have patience to just endure this relationship until you learn your lesson. The moment you learn your lesson, then you free yourself, and usually this relationship is, in one way or another, this relationship will stop in
mm-hmm.
some. It will be resolved, in fact.
Mm-hmm.
So when we have such difficult relationships, which are karmic, it's not good to avoid them, to try to escape from them, because then we'll have even more difficult situations.
Mm.
So in this case, I think self-love is very important to be able to process all these things which are happening, all this pain and such things, until you are able to forgive.
Mm.
Because forgiveness is
yes.
what makes you divine, okay?
Yes, yes, it's one of those amazing gifts we can offer to ourselves and others. I wanted to share, so what I'm hearing is when in a relationship that may seem difficult, instead of saying, why is this happening, we say, what lessons am I supposed to learn from this? And when we ask these questions, then we begin to, you know, see that we are co-creating this experience instead of being the victim. And then we basically start to learn the lessons, whether it's to be in our power, to forgive, to love with compassion, without judgment, whatever it is. And then once we learn, we can move on and, you know, into much better relationships. Is that correct?
Exactly.
Exactly.
If you can do this, this will really make you stronger and more spiritual, more compassionate, and so on. But
mm-hmm.
the point is that you shouldn't create new karmic relationships
mm-hmm.
On the base of old patterns of behavior.
Right. That's
the interesting thing. And if you love yourself more and value yourself more, then
mm-hmm.
you will not allow to enter into such relationships.
Yes.
Are not supporting your spiritual development.
So through the maybe seeming difficult lessons, you learn, and then you learn how to love yourself more, so you don't allow other people to, or to yourself to attract other patterns of similar relationships.
Yes, exactly.
Very good. And I wanted to add something for that is maybe sometimes the lesson could simply be, you know, if we are being treated badly or unhappy, that the lesson is, you know, to not allow ourselves to be treated that way and just stepping into our power and saying, you know what, I can love you from afar, but we no longer have to be together in order for us to, you know, be in a relationship. We can move on and be in a much higher vibration. So, Elfie, is there anything else you wanted to add to that? Or
yeah, well, it's in a way, again, I come back to choice. It's a choice. It's a choice to with whom you spend time with. And okay, I totally agree with Maria out of experience that there are, as long as there are still, let's say, parts or aspects within the personality, more than on a, let's say on a soul level or so, but on a personal level, to integrate. So what I did is, okay, where did I treat myself badly? Can I make peace with that? And just open my arms and embrace it. You know, okay, when I did this, let's say one time, two times, be very, very honest to myself about it, and really look where it is that I treat myself badly. Then, in having a little bit patience, so just give the first and the second time a little bit of benefit of a doubt to your partner that it could be something within you. And when after the third time he's still treating you badly, then if you stay in the relationship, you keep on treating you badly. And then you just better step out.
Yes. Wow, so looking within first, seeing where maybe you are creating this, and then if it still continues, then moving out of it. Excellent. Beautiful. So, Elfie, I want to ask you, this kind of touches a little bit about what we were saying, the cultural. Many people have been taught that loving themselves is selfish, you know, that we have to always put people first before us, and, you know, if we put ourselves, make ourselves priority, it's very, very unhealthy, whatever. So what is your perspective on this?
My perspective is that it's very healthy to borrow a little bit of selfishness to love yourself more first. So a kind of it's a good thing to love yourself. It's not a, you know, and especially look at your perspective. What do you add on being selfish? Is, you know, good thing, bad thing, who knows? Good thing, bad thing, who knows? We treat the selfish aspect of ourselves sometimes very badly, very violently. So if you just open your arms to your selfish aspect within, and you can say yes to it, and just embrace it, unconditionally loving it, it's just, you are in the self-love.
Yeah. And, you know, for me, I actually... have come to understand that it's selfless to love ourselves, because when we are giving and feeding our spirit, our mind, our body, just fulfilling, feeling satisfied, happy, joyful, and we give that to ourselves, then what's going to happen is we are going to be in the life of others around us, feeling happy, joyful, and then we will be so much more for them. So it's selfless to love yourself and put yourself a priority so that everyone else around you will benefit, wouldn't you say?
Yes, yes. Make less of being in struggle with let's say aspects of the personality, and embrace it first, so you can embrace it in everybody, and everybody will feel welcome in your embrace. And in Italy, we are very much a culture where baci e bracci, you know, embraces and kisses. Yes. So there is always an openness, you know. Oh, come in your arms, heart to heart.
Yes.
Kiss left, kiss right, and really touch you. And so this is a beautiful, beautiful aspect. I love that from Italy.
I love this culture. And you know, I come from similar culture in Lebanon, so they're very, you know, feeling and loving.
Yeah.
So we come from the same region. And Maria, so what is your perspective on that idea that it's selfish to love yourself?
I think it's just the opposite, because if we imagine that we are, for example, a vessel, or our heart is a vessel, if this vessel or this cup is empty, what are you going to offer others? So you have to be filled with love, with joy, with appreciation for yourself. And this will be reflected to you, back to you, and this also will be felt by others, and it will be the basis for very successful relationships as well.
Mm.
So
yes.
This is the starting point for building up good and successful, productive, loving relationships with others.
Yes, by beginning with the self. And just to add to that, what are some ways, maybe some techniques, tools, things that people can break those old habits, those patterns they've been taught that love, you know, self-love is selfish, and how to allow them to move into loving themselves and feeling that it's a priority? Is there any techniques, special things that you do to help you do that? This is for Maria. Okay. Sorry.
So for me, this is you have to review your life and to see if there are some such ideas and patterns of behavior and subconscious models. Mm-hmm. That are hampering to be loving to yourself. And mm-hmm. It's very important to clear your conscious and subconscious mind, and mm-hmm. also if you have pains, if you have negative experiences mm-hmm. from the past, just to accept them and to let them go. Okay, mm-hmm. And if you do this, then you have enough space.
Yes. Okay. So do you have anything specific, like do you, to let them go, like do you ground in nature? Do you write it on paper and tear it up? Do you meditate? Do you have any specific thing of teaching them how to move out of those patterns?
Yes. It's good to concentrate and to focus your attention to what is positive or on what. So for mm-hmm. years, I in the morning I look in the mirror and I say to myself, Maria, you're loved, you're beautiful, amazing, and such things.
Yes, yes, very good.
I love you and you're loved. And when you say this, then you hear exactly the same words from people around you.
Yes, wow, yes. Isn't it amazing?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so basically looking in the mirror and, you know, affirming to yourself all the things that you would imagine the universe telling you, and then it starts mirroring in your life.
Yeah, exactly. This is the mirror.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah,
and do you anything else, or maybe we can go to Elfie? Okay, so Elfie, let's. Do you have any technical tools?
Yes. So okay, somebody teaches me or expressed to me, and it happened to me because I think I'm the most selfish person to be in self-love. What I mean is, if it depends what you add meaning to it. So my technique, or the technique I applied on whatever comes and created a kind of a stress in me, it's because I did not investigate on it, and I did not found yet what sounds true for me. So it's a kind of an invitation. For example, somebody comes and comes, self-love is selfish, and put it into the space.
Mm-hmm.
It's just an idea. It's a thought. If I do not add any meaning on it, it will not harm at all, leave no trace, nothing attached. I do not attach on it, and I don't feel attacked by it.
Mm.
So there's no defending or explaining or reacting on it. If I'm totally clear that I am that I am, and I'm allowed to be and to create whatever I love to create.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm totally aware that I love myself no matter what,
Mm-hmm.
When I'm totally aligned that I do not judge myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel compassion to the other because I feel like he himself is still judging himself selfish or has a issue, a pattern around selfishness.
Mm-hmm.
He's not yet in peace with whatever we decided to believe around selfishness. I started, mm-hmm. for example, to ask, okay, this is selfish. Sometimes it's so quick. The mind is very quick to put a label on something. For me, it was not on selfish. It was on fear. I fear. And I said, well, what if what I feel is not fear, but something totally else?
Mm. Wow.
And then a space is created for another possibility.
Yes.
And so this is one, or just investigate it, or change the teacher, mm-hmm. you know, to change the teacher.
Yeah. Wow, that's beautiful. There was a lot of great information in that, and I know that our listeners are going to absorb that, and you know they can listen to this recording as many times and really receive something new each time. So I wanted to share. We're almost out of time, so I wanted to make sure, Elfie. I wanted to find out what inspired you to become a yoga teacher, Vastu counselor, and stillness coach. And please tell us where we can find you if you have a website or something.
Yes. Okay. It was in a way a pathway. So I started yoga on my own. So I was inspired to get in touch with stillness, with a space brighter than just the body. And in a way, Vastu counselor, Vastu is everything around the soul of the space. It's everything around the consciousness of what's the biggest thing within a room.
Mm.
The empty space. It's,
yes.
So when you perceive everything and feeling the space first and then the rest, you're entering you're moving in space in a way, and we move already in heaven because you know I have you know how you call it, shoe size of 40, so I just that's this part, you know, so we're already living on air, so in mm-hmm. space, so it's the greatest part of us. So and Vastu is and then stillness coach is in a way it has. It's just, you know, to bring you back to you,
mm-hmm.
which is you, which is stillness, out of which everything I'm speaking, you're speaking, Maria's speaking, everybody's speaking come from, out of which every form is created, and just the empty space, that stillness, that presence, that bigger part of whatever, when you start looking in nature, for example, and instead of looking to the flower, you see the flower through the empty space which surrounds it, and you see it totally from another perspective. And it's much more, it's everything around space consciousness. So where you find me? I have, it's a coming up website, it's already active, but not with content in it yet, but it's coming up, very, very soon, and, it will be everything around, to get on board, to the course source. And I have, but whoever is listening right now and is inspired to have a question can already send me an email and on elfie@creationofliving.com. And I'm present as your friend, Emmanuel, on Facebook, Elfie Untergastmann.
Yes.
And whoever I want to give an offering, a sharing, is whoever sends an email with me, feels inspired, can get in contact with me by Skype for a 20 minutes free kind of gathering together, and maybe in 20 minutes already shift everything, but because in a way it just takes a quantum leap of faith.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. And that's Elfie, E-L-F-I, and then what's the rest of your email?
At creationofliving.com.
Perfect. So Elfie at creationofliving.com. Got it. Perfect. Awesome. And thank you so much. And Maria, I know that you are an amazing, amazing poet. Can you read one of your poems for the listeners right now? Is that okay? Can you do that?
Yes, with pleasure. And
thank you.
The poem is called In the Cosmic Home. In the silence of pre-dawn, you can feel the living wonder striving for the cosmic home to become a sacred founder of the new approach to life, as a key to deepest essence that unlocks the gates above and assesses all your lessons. And self-love is a gift for you that is waiting to be opened, to ignite your inner beauty and empower your stepstone. It unites what's in and out through the sacredness of breathing and dissolves the hints of doubt in the light of your being, merging with the source in you that is infinite and boundless. You will manage what is due, live happily in oneness. You will go with flow to be in the now that is forever, and in gratitude to beam your rays of holy presence, raising your vibes as high as to reach the fifth dimension. You will learn to serve and fly in the spirit of ascension.
Wow. Oh my God. That was beautiful. Maria, have you ever thought about recording yourself and doing audios for people?
I have to ask
you. You have such a beautiful voice. Oh my goodness.
Heart touching.
Maria, you have healing in your voice. You should think about that. I don't know if you've ever thought about it, but it's beautiful. And what a beautiful word and energy, and your voice is perfect.
Thank you.
And where can our listeners find you?
Well, this I have a page on Facebook which is Beauty of Creation, and also
perfect. So
yes, group. And also website, okay. beautyofcreation.web.com.
Perfect, and they can find you on Facebook as well as Maria Brejkova, right?
Brejkova.
Brejkova. Perfect. Awesome. So thank you both so much for being here today. We had so much fun. Your presence, both of you are doing such amazing work on the planet. You're raising the vibrations all over the world. So thank you from my heart for being here today.
Thank you, Manuel. Appreciate very much to have this conversation together.
Yeah. It
Thank
was
you.
Also very beautiful for me, this interest.
Good. Thank you both so much, and I look forward to having you
thank
again.
Thank you.
So we're going to take a music break, and when we return, we're going to have a wonderful mini healing session. Stay tuned. Hey, welcome back to the Miracle Cafe. You just heard the song Orbital by Halcyon. So let's jump right into our healing session for today. So the topic is breakthrough to self-love. So let's just go ahead and take a deep breath in, close your eyes, and breathe out. Very good. Take another deep breath in and release. Very good. And one more. Take a deep breath in and release. So do I have your permission to connect with your energy? If so, just say yes out loud and give me one moment. And for those who are tuning in for the first time, we are using applied quantum physics to do healing and releasing of subconscious patterns that are no longer serving us for our highest and greatest good. And to learn more specifically about what method that I use, please visit magnifiedmanifesting.com. All right, so the first thing is, can we have the universe give you the highest wisdom, understanding, and knowledge on a deep subconscious level of what love itself, what love really is, and make yours the same as the universe? Would you like that? Good. Take a deep breath in and release all those misconceptions, illusions around love, that love is painful, love hurts, love is difficult, that it's selfish to love ourselves. Any of those misconceptions that went along with love, can we go ahead and show you all the positive lessons you were meant to learn from those experiences? And then can we go ahead and clear those patterns now? Can we have the universe show you what was really happening all of those times you may have thought or bought into those illusions around love? Because what we think may be happening and what really is happening in the grand scheme of things could be completely different things. So it's very important to discern the difference. Good. Take a deep breath in and release for all the times that you may have unconsciously or consciously blocked yourself from loving you and loving others and also from allowing others to love you and the universe to love you. Can we go ahead and show you all those lessons, and then can we go ahead and clear those blocks now? Good. And then can we go ahead and clear any and all trauma that may have gone along with those experiences of the blocks? Good. Any sadness, pain, grief, resentments, rejections, guilt, shame that went along with those illusions around love. Can we go ahead and pull, clear, heal, release all of those? And if you find yourself moving into those energies again, can we show you how to immediately recognize it when it's happening and move out of it without judging yourself? Good. Take a deep breath in, and can we show you in your subconscious that this is possible and what life will look like now that you know that it's possible? Good. Take a deep breath in and just sigh it out. Very good. And any other blocks, fears, hesitations, distractions, vows, obligations, oaths, contracts that you've made with yourself preventing you from truly connecting with the energy of love, can we go ahead and clear those from their first point of conception? Good. Can we show you how to and why to love yourself? What that means, what that looks like, and download you with what that feels like. Good. Take a deep breath in. And can we release the belief that it's selfish to love yourself? Good. Can we go ahead and raise your physical, emotional, spiritual, mental vibes to their highest so you can easily feel, witness, experience all these transformations that you've created here, right now, or something greater? Good. And can we call back all your energy from all time, space, dimension to this present moment so you feel anchored back into your body, feeling relaxed, at ease, and allowing all this work to show up in physical form? Very good. Inhale. And breathe out. Good. Gently open your eyes. just look around the colors, the textures, and in the upcoming days and weeks ahead, just notice what shows up for you, the shifts. It could be a feeling, it could be an opportunity, it could be an insight, an idea. Just really, really notice how things show up for you. So it has been such an honor and, again, a pleasure to connect with you for this wonderful hour. Thank you to Elfie and Maria for being on the show today, and thank you for tuning in. And I am so excited for the next show. I can't wait to tell you about it. I'll be sharing with that with you soon. So have a wonderful week. Talk to you later.
Thank you for tuning in to the Miracle Cafe. Sign up for our mailing list at miraclecaferadio.com to find out more about upcoming shows and special events. Also, by signing up, you will receive a free powerful energy recording titled Living Your Highest Vision. Sign up today at miraclecaferadio.com, and I look forward to co-creating a miraculous journey with you.